Welcome to the FactSet Evening Market Recap for Wednesday, April 24th. U.S. equities finished mixed in Wednesday trading, little changed after a strong start to the week, with the Dow Jones down 11 basis points while the S&P 500 and NASDAQ finished up 2 basis points and 10 basis points, respectively. Today's laggards included transports, rails and airlines, steel, large-cap pharma, P&C insurers, oil services, refiners, defense, retail, home builders, and parcels logistics. Outperformers included semis, ex-NVIDIA, hospitals, credit cards, toys, hotels, restaurants, food, HPCs, and China tech. Big tech was mixed, though with Tesla a standout. Treasuries were weaker with the curve steepening after yields fell for a third consecutive session on Monday. Today's $69 billion auction of five-year notes met with weak demand, $44 billion in sevens on deck for tomorrow. Dollar index was up 10 basis points, gold finished down 20 basis points, Bitcoin futures were down 3.4%, and WTI crude settled down 70 basis points. The market struggled for direction Wednesday, upbeat earnings takeaways from a number of higher-profile reporters the big story today. However, broader market tailwind limited following a two-day bounce, and with higher rates, overall mixed bag of earnings in several big tech earnings reports, and core PCE inflation still to come this week. Recent bounce in U.S. equities, driven by thoughts prior drawdown was more technical than fundamental in nature, along with less stretched positioning, lack of escalation of Middle East tensions, softer flash PMI prints, rate stabilization, and volatility pullback. In addition, 2024 consensus S&P 500 earnings estimates are holding up well, implying 10% plus year-over-year growth. Also, some discussion about more resilient corporate buybacks amid blackout period and better second half of April seasonality. March headline and core durable goods orders beat, though February was revised down across the board. Overnight, the Architectural Billings Index showed a 14th straight month of declining billings in March, though inquiries remained in expansion. Today's $70 billion auction of five-year notes tailed after yesterday's strong two-year note auction, $44 billion in sevens to round out the week's offerings on Thursday. On the earnings front, Tesla results were better than feared while the company is accelerating new product launches in the second half of 25. Visa was helped by accelerating U.S. volumes and unchanged full-year guidance. Texas Instruments guided out quarter revenue above the street for the first time in seven quarters and said bookings improved through the quarter and highlighted some pockets of growth in industrials. AT&T was boosted by postpaid broadband strength. Boeing beat, and free cash flow decline was better than feared. Boston Scientific organic growth came in ahead on strong cardiology performance. General Dynamics was weighed down by weak aerospace results, and Mattel earnings beat with margins boosted by mix shift. On deck for tomorrow, economic data, including first quarter GDP, March pending home sales and wholesale inventories, and weekly jobless claims, as well as earnings from Caterpillar, Bristol-Myers, and Microsoft, among many others. That's all for today's evening market recap. Thanks for listening, and please join us again tomorrow.